This episode is brought to you by the Homeschool Mom Academy, a membership community with weekly video workshops and ongoing support with me as your homeschool coach in the chat. It is www.patreon.com/homelearningcoach, and the link is in our show notes. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am recording this at the end of America's Thanksgiving holiday, and there are moms joining us from all over the world tonight. I grew up in Canada and had the opportunity to celebrate Thanksgiving visiting family members in the United States as a child, and always had such a wonderful time. And now that I live in the United States, both my children were born here. They don't know any differently. They love the feast. It really is interesting. They get so excited about the variety of dishes that we have on the table and just how delicious everything is and just the look of it, the beauty of it. And my daughter made a really sweet little arrangement, sort of centerpiece in the middle of the table tonight, and I had the children set the table for me, and it was just a really lovely night, and we were grateful. We were grateful for the food and for our health and for our family, and today was just one of those effortless homeschooling days because we didn't do any schoolwork. We just had some time together as a family. We went for a walk. We had this giant feast, and it was just very, very relaxed. And I just wish that we can bottle days like this. I said this about the other day when we were on our homeschool meetup and the kids were running around outside. How nice that is for our kids, and how I wanted to bottle that. So I want to bottle that, and I also want to bottle this holiday mentality. I've been posting on Instagram, and in the Homeschool Mom Academy, I provided a workshop this past week all about homeschooling over the holidays. So I'm thinking a lot about homeschooling over the holidays. And one of the things that I think is so important about it this time of year is just letting go. That's what I want to do right now as we sit together. I just want to let go of the voice in my head and in so many homeschool moms' heads that says we're not doing enough, it needs to be more academic, when we know in our gut that there is so much learning that happens when we just allow the moment to unfold. And there's so many valuable experiences within holiday traditions, like simply asking my kids to set the table, having my daughter create that centerpiece, feeling the pride of that. And today I was telling the children stories about the Thanksgiving experiences I had as a kid. They loved my stories, and they learned so much vocabulary and just simple sentence structure and just the ability to speak well, which is a really important skill. They learned so much listening to us speak. So the teacher in me can see so many learning moments when we're in a holiday frame of mind, and it's rich and it's important and it's valuable. And so homeschooling over the holidays can really be this wonderful. Yes, we will go back to math. Yes, we will go back to writing and reading, of course. All the things that I think are important, but there's always going to be the element of celebration that I value and I will prioritize because I know how important it is, not just for creating joyful family moments, but just enriching our children in their learning. It's just simply beneficial in all possible ways of their development. There, I've said that. My little treaty on homeschooling over the holidays. Well, now I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes if you want, or just simply think back over today and let your mind rest on a lovely moment with your child or your children. A time where you felt yourself, you knew you were feeling joyful and you were feeling fun, you were feeling lighter. They just light up when they see that we're at our best or we're having fun or we're enjoying ourselves. They love that so much. And I wonder what moments you're seeing as you think back on today. Maybe you celebrated Thanksgiving today and there might have been beautiful moments at the table where you shared a huge feast and maybe your children got to express their thanks or the things that they're grateful for today. Maybe you just felt grateful knowing that you were able to provide a beautiful meal or be a part of a beautiful meal in a close-knit family. I hope today brought beautiful moments to your life as a homeschool mom, and that this is an opportunity for you to just rest your mind on those moments and kind of savor them and look forward to tomorrow, a new opportunity for creating new beautiful moments with your children. And if you know a homeschool mom in your life who might also enjoy this chance to just sit, reflect, be grateful, rest our minds on the beautiful moments of the day, please just share the link to this podcast. Let her know. This is a really great way to nurture our feeling of optimism and joy and happiness. And if you haven't already done so, I would love it if you would subscribe to this podcast, rate, review the podcast, and please reach out to me if you haven't done so. I love hearing from you on Instagram. I am @homelearningcoach. You can always send me a DM to say hi and let me know if you're enjoying these reflections. Thank you so much for being here. Hope you have a wonderful night and a beautiful day tomorrow with your children.